I thought maybe he was just a slight bit surprised that ball fell on the bottom of the net. But the Thunder win against an undermanned Spurs team that has been dealing with some COVID issues. No DeMar DeRozan last night, and no off the bench, no Rudy Gay. Big problem for San Antonio, and a career high for SGA. I mean, he was incredible last night. And since he's come back, man, I think he's played some just excellent basketball.
Yep, took him a few games to get his conditioning back and his rhythm back. But yeah, off to the races. I selfishly, Mark, they may not have won if he did this, but selfishly, I wanted him to go for 50 last night.
You know what? I mean, at some point in time during his career, I would think that there's a chance that he can do that. I wouldn't think it'd be against a team like the Spurs, who do still care a little bit about defense, but I think, I mean, he dramatically increased his previous career scoring high.
Yeah, in the game last night. 33 before last night.
But to get 42 of 102, that's a pretty impressive night, pretty impressive effort. It was not an impressive effort for Darius Bazley. I mean, my goodness, he had the Ziggy last night in 30 minutes. He did not get a basket.
I was just talking with Matt Meyer about that. Is he thinking too much?
Yeah,
it looks like he is processing things very slowly out there on the floor.
His confidence is gone, and you know he had just played. He'd played so well, but not many free throws shot in last night's game either. Oklahoma City hit 10 of the 11, and no one shot a free throw but SGA. So it was a weird game last night. Oklahoma City was favored. You had an incredibly low scoring quarter in the second, an incredibly high scoring quarter in the third. And much of that SGA getting going for Oklahoma City. But I thought overall, not many minutes for Hami in last night's game.
Yeah, he ended up, it was a groin injury. I hope he's going to be okay moving forward. That's always a little bit concerning when you get on with that.
Yeah, because he's really getting a lot of minutes, a lot of quality minutes for the team off the bench. But good win for Oklahoma City. Next up, the Atlanta Hawks coming to town. We'll be here tomorrow night, and that should be a good game. Should be a lot of fun to see Trae Young back in Oklahoma City. I'm sure that he has we'll be looking forward to playing in front of the home crowd here. We're going to take phone calls today. 460-WWLS, 888-285-WWLS, 460-9957. We will talk to you about anything going on in the world of sports. There is some good basketball on tonight. Definitely some good college hoop this evening with Michigan and Iowa. We're going to visit with Jake Trotter coming up as well in this hour, and then we will talk with Royce Young again. ESPN, Bobby Marks got a good story on possible trades going down in the NBA. And so we'll kind of look forward to that. Russell Westbrook is going to be in Denver tonight, going up against the Nuggets. We'll see if the Wizards can get back on the right track after they lost to the Clippers. Actually got hammered pretty good by the Clips in the game the night before last. Going back to the final shot last night in Dort's three. We heard the radio call. I heard the Morning Animals play this morning, but good audio from Mark Degnault on how that final shot was drawn up and supposed to go down. So let's hear from the Thunder head coach.
Well, in the last play, Shea was the inbounder, and we ran some action, and then it's supposed to be a two-man game between he and Al, which includes him just taking a cut. But Pardoll went for the steal, and Al drove the ball and then made the right play. So the floor was space for him. And that's how Lou ended up with the shot. But that, it wasn't designed to get that shot. It was a byproduct of the play Al made. But, the thing I'll say about the decoy thing is when you have a guy like Shea that makes the right play, he's a decoy when the defense wants to overcommit to him. And when the defense, when he keeps the defense honest, then he takes the offense, takes the shot. And that's what's powerful about making the right play is that the defense chooses their poison with a player like that. And when Shea's willing to make the plays that he's been willing to make all season and find the balance that he's found pretty much all season, then he makes our team really difficult to guard and not just himself as an individual. And that's why I give him a ton of credit.
That was a great play. I mean, it really was. I mean, we've seen years in which Oklahoma City has not had very good late game execution, but it's not a team of individuals. I mean, even as much as SGA has, you know, taken a scoring load upon himself at times, he's still an assist guy, and the Thunder don't play a whole lot of ISO basketball, which is refreshing to see. They move it around, and guys get looks. Sometimes they don't go down, but guys do get looks. So a good win for the Thunder. We'll talk more about that throughout the show today. But we do have some phone calls to take. So we will go to the phones. Matt, who's going to lead it off today? Aaron, what's up? Aaron,
hey,
go ahead.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
So my question is, speaking of the Thunder, what's up with Trevor Ariza? Are we ever going to see him? And if we're not ever going to see him, can the Thunder release him with it not being a cap hit?
The Thunder can buy him out, or the Thunder can trade him. He has a custody situation in which I don't know the exact details of that, but he's got to get that solved through the courts. It's not as if he's just not wanting to play for Oklahoma City, unless he's using that as an excuse. Matt, do you know any more details on that?
I did see some images of him playing some pickup ball with some NBA guys like last weekend. So I think he's at least staying, you know, healthy and in shape and all that. This is the last year of his contract, but the way you laid it out is the way I understand it. As he has to remain in one place because of the custody deal.
But, yeah.
And the Thunder are just fine with that, right? I mean, there's no reason. I mean, he would be a nice vet to have around, but he would help you win games also.
Sure. If he's 35 years old, man, he's gotten up there in age. I would expect that they do ship him someplace at the deadline. But, again, I don't know. That's a Royce question, and we will have the answer for that coming up. I think in the 1 o'clock hour. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Landon. What's up, Landon?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You bet, man.
Might be a little bit more for Matt, but you talked about a little bit the NBA Top Shot yesterday with Jim, and just going to ask you to talk a little bit more about it and see if you were able to buy a pack.
Yeah.
Take it off the air.
All right, right on. Mark, have you heard about this NBA Top Shot deal?
Yes, you told me. This is pretty fascinating to me, so I'm interested in this as well.
I tried to get in yesterday, and they released these packs, and the best I can explain it is it's somewhere in between Bitcoin and like trading cards, but they're digital tokens. And so they're like highlights. So last night that Lou Dort 3-pointer, I guarantee you that's gonna be a Top Shot, and that's gonna be a pricey one that goes for a lot of money. So you get in, they release like 5,000. Was not able to get in, Mark. They assign you a random spot in line. There was only 5,000. I was 35,000th in line. So there was no chance of me getting one yesterday.
Are you kidding? That's how many people?
There's a bunch of people. And I was in, you know, right at the beginning. So I'm still trying to get one. Each of these packs is like 10 bucks. And you go there, if you look on that website and see some of those moments, I mean, they go up to 20,000, 40,000. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
What's the website right now?
NBATopshot.com.
Okay, this is something the NBA is selling. So,
yeah,
say if there's a great moment in the game, do you have to click on and is there a lottery or what? How does it work?
As far as like how you get the cards, it's just like a, you know, when you get a pack of baseball cards, you open it up, you never know what you're going to get. You might get a rookie card that's really valuable, you might get something that's worth 10 cents, you know what I mean?
Okay, so you why did you have to wait last night?
Because you get in, it dropped at, I think, 4 o'clock right when I got off air.
Okay.
And it assigns you a random spot in line because there's only 5,000 packs.
5,000 packs a day?
5,000 packs, yeah. Each drop that they do is 5,000 or so. So I was I had 30,000 people in front of me that we're going to get.
That's crazy. Okay, so I clicked on here. There's a premium pack, Series 2, drop 1. 6 moments, 1 rare metallic gold card, 5 base set. I don't do this. I think it might be best for me just to close this and pretend that it doesn't exist.
It's difficult to explain, but it's a lot like it's run on the same stuff that Bitcoin is, that technology that Jim is always talking about.
You know, I understand that Bitcoin has made a lot of money for some people, but I think that my sheer enjoyment of collecting cards throughout the years has not been a profitable endeavor, right? I mean, the cards, I've talked about this before, it's a little bit of a racket in the pricing in multiple ways. Never are the cards worth really what they say they are in the price guide. I think it's the price is established by what somebody's willing to buy and sell for. And then the grading of cards also seems a little racketeerish to me too, because it costs so much for somebody to arbitrarily tell you, yeah, this card is a 10 or a 9.5 or an 8, just based on the centering and what's going on there. So I almost think do it for the love of the game. But how expensive? So you're saying it's just $10 and you get what you get, or do you have to pay more for different packs?
No, you get a pack. I think that there are different levels of packs. Like, I think for just a regular pack, it'll be $10. I think you're going to pay more if it's a higher tier pack. But I still haven't gotten able to get in and buy one of these. So, and it is kind of weird that it's just highlights. Like, it's I'm staring at this Kawhi Leonard jumper that you could easily just watch on YouTube. But it is selling for lowest price it's selling, Mark, $24,000. This Kawhi Leonard jump shot where he hit against the it was actually against the Thunder. Looks like at the end of a quarter he hit a mid-range jump shot. $24,000 is what that's going for.
Well,
you could have packed that for $10.
That just seems it seems a little ridiculous.
It does seem like funny money. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we owe it to the we could probably write this off as show prep.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we just had a call on it, so I mean, I think probably I should at least buy a pack or two to figure out what's going on.
Every day I'm trying to get in on this, so I'll let you know when I successfully get one.
Okay, I tried to sign up here, and it is saying right now that there has been an error. Transactions are disabled for maintenance right now.
That's not good.
Dapper Labs Inc.
That's like, that's who the NBA is partnering with on all this.
Dapper Labs Inc. Never heard of them before. Not sure what that is.
There's a bunch of money in this. Bunch of money. NBA has already made a bunch.
I bet Dapper Labs is it's a fun and games on the blockchain. Above my level. Did you see that they also do CryptoKitties?
CryptoKitties? Please tell me more about that.
Creator of hit NFT project NBA Top Shot poised to net $250 million in round led by $25 billion firm for CryptoKitties. CryptoKitties. Man, my brother said he's been trying to get in for 3 days.
On Top Shot? It's tough. Yes. It's tough. By the way, this is based on Ethereum. That's what Jim and I are in on, the CryptoKitties thing. Maybe we could try that out.
That's what your money, yeah. I don't think I'll be doing any CryptoKitties. Sorry. Mark Cuban, not a fan, by the way.
Of Top Shot?
That's what it says on here. Cynical.
Of course, he's cynical about everything. Of course he is. You know who is a fan? It's Tyrese Halliburton. He's been championing that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I would assume one of his cards would be pretty worth quite a bit. I mean, he's on in the Rookie of the Year.
And I think there's an element of strategy, right? Like, you could get a Tyrese Halliburton card and hold on to that. And if he turns into a star, you know what I'm saying? That might be valuable.
Yes.
In the future.
I would think so. I'll tell you what, sad news going on at the University of Oklahoma with the football program. Darius Johnson, who played defensive back at OU in the 90s, early 90s, went on to play for the Denver Broncos in two Super Bowls, had many teammates of his text me today. He passed away, sadly, last night, and don't have a whole lot of details of what went on with him, but he was a really good player at Oklahoma and made the most of a short NFL career with a couple of Super Bowl rings. So he will certainly be missed. We will take a break. We'll come back. We'll have Jake Trotter next. Stay tuned.